You're listening to the Beer Hills Podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Rob.
And again, just us two today. We got a brewery we've never featured before, though.
Oh, perfect.
I know, right?
Really?
Yeah.
I thought we featured most of the top ones out there. We've missed this one.
We've missed this one, and these guys are pretty good. I've had a few of their beers in the past, and I've enjoyed them.
Okay.
They are Town Brewery.
Town Brewery.
Okay. They're based out of Whitby, Ontario,
not
Canada.
Downtown, but town.
The town. Yeah, town.
Just, you know, town.
Town.
Okay.
Yeah, Whitby, Ontario, Canada. They predominantly make IPAs, which is what we've got today, but they do make the odd sour and the odd stout.
Only question then.
And a couple of lagers.
Did they just pop up recently?
Nope. They've been around for a while.
Oh, okay.
But,
oversight then. Oversight.
Yes. In this one, we'll do all IPAs, but there's a dark lager I want to feature too.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of curious on that one. But
interesting.
Let's do these IPAs and go from there, because I know you love the IPAs.
Yes, I'm very fond of them, especially like nice.
Yes, nice
hazy,
juicy,
exactly. IPAs, double IPAs mainly, but again, single IPAs are fine.
I mean, it depends on which ones, right?
What do you got today?
Well, we're going to start off with this one called Super Dope.
Super Dope.
Yep.
Great name.
Pretty awesome, yeah.
Pretty awesome. I would have picked it up right away. Super Dope. I'm like, old school car, what is that? A Chevelle?
It looks like a Chrysler or something.
Chrysler.
It's a convertible Chrysler. It's yellow. Background's baby blue. It says Super Dope in white letters, like kind of like italicized of sorts.
Good times.
Yeah, it says good times on both sides of the car. Well, it says good work on one side, and left side and right side it says good times.
That's nice.
It's an IPA, 6.4%. Yeah, and the back's got look at that. They even list the ingredients right there, nice and screened on. It's really, really good quality.
They've done a really good job. 360 can and printed on.
Yeah, printed on.
It's beautiful.
Like,
that's an 8.5 from me.
Yeah, I would say I'm going to go with an 8.5 too. I agree. Yeah.
Not just because of the actual label, but it's super dope.
It is definitely super dope. I mean, they nailed it.
Super dope. Yeah, right? they nailed it on that.
We'll see how super dope the beer is, but I'm excited.
As soon as you pour it, we're going to find out then.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm going to judge it just based off of, you know, the cover.
That's it.
So super dope is supposed to be super dope, regardless of what it looks like, I guess.
It is nice and clear, so it's filtered.
Filtered. Ooh.
So I'm wondering if this is going to be like more of a West Coast style IPA.
That's fine, Dan.
Oh, it is at the back. I apologize. It says super dope West Coast style IPA right in front of my face.
Perfect.
So the West Coasts are usually a bit more piney, a little bit more bitter, but you do get the citrus flavor out of it. Let's see how that goes.
It's both citrus and piney.
Yeah. It smells like a West Coast.
This is nice.
Cheers.
Cheers, bro.
Goes down pretty smooth.
Yeah, great flavor.
Yeah.
Great flavor.
You get a little bit of a citrus notes in there, get a little bit of pine, but it's not overly bitter. It actually, I don't taste the bitterness at all.
It's light. It's light and juicy.
Yeah, at the same time. Not too bad.
Very easy drink. Super dope.
It's pretty dope.
Not just dopes, it's super dope. Okay, guys, so initially I wasn't sure as soon as I saw it was filtered, but now that I've had a taste, this is a 9.
It's a 9, eh?
Yep. It's a 9.
All right. This is going to be an 8.5 for myself. This is nice. It's refreshing. It's really good.
It's really good. Wasn't expecting it to be this good.
No. But they make good beer from what I tried before, and still making good beer now with the ones I'm trying at the moment. So.
Yeah. For a filter beer, great. Great quality.
That's awesome. I mean, hazy beers are, hazy IPAs are, you know, what's in right now. A lot of everybody likes the juiciness and what, and some of them are just absolutely amazing. There's some, you know, like beer breweries out there, like, you know, Third Moon or Badlands. Badlands Brewery, hopefully, we'll be able to feature soon. You know, there's a lot of breweries out there that, you know, make really good hazy IPAs.
Yep.
But then you have, you know, breweries that do really good with the West Coast, and this is really one of them.
This is really nice. So.
It's really good.
Yeah. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Good job, town. Brewery.
Yes. Well, let's move to a snack.
What do we got up next, Danny? Is it a chip or is it like a snack?
Well, it's a snack. We got, they're both sweet snacks today.
Sweet snacks. Okay.
Yep. This one is based out of the U.S.
Interesting.
They are big, chewy nerds.
Chewy nerds. So, interesting.
Yeah, nerds candies.
So. Little small things that you pop in your mouth and just eat out of a box.
Yeah, it's almost just like, it's like a crunchy slash, yeah, it's like a crunchy candy.
It's a crunchy candy, correct.
But it's almost like a powder-ish kind of, you know.
Yeah, after you crunch it.
Yeah, but.
This one's a chewy version of it.
Yeah, it's soft and chewy on the inside, and the outside has a crunchy shell. They're all different colors. They look like little, just like blobs, essentially.
Interesting. The, like little coconuts.
Yeah. That looks like a purple coconut. The packaging, it's yellow. It says Nerds with a blue background. Big Chewy is in yellow. Nerds is in white. And it's huge. Like, you can't miss it.
Yeah, it's pretty straightforward.
You know exactly what you're getting. It's got, like, the cartoon, I guess, nerds. Version. Yeah, the Nerds are just, like, little creature guys floating around. Yeah, it's a looking nerd.
It is. It's a different color nerd.
And the back, it gives you the flavor. So there's grape, orange, strawberry, lemon. And yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's pretty sweet.
I give this like an 8.5 as well.
Yeah, 8.5 is a good number.
Like, you know exactly what you're getting.
Straight up. It's Nerds. It's the brand.
It's the brand, but like everything. Like, I'm not it's looking legit. For anything. I know exactly. Just, you know, by glancing at it, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what it's got. So.
And you know they've gone another way to make sure that this thing is like top tier good.
Yes.
I mean, Nerds has been around since I've been a kid, so. I can just imagine how long they've been around, actually.
They've been around for, yeah, a long time.
Long time, Dan. I would assume so. Because I remember seeing those boxes, whew, forevermore. Ah. Oh. Okay.
Oops, ripped off the corner there.
That was a bit of a pain, but it's okay. What do you got inside? A whole bunch of these things?
Yeah, maybe a couple.
There you go.
I want a purple. There we go.
Let's see what colors we get over here.
I got three. I got purple, strawberry, and orange. So let's start with the orange. Yeah, they look like little eggs, but like with a lot of bumps on them. Almost like a fruit. I'm trying to think of the
how many colors type of fruit. Three?
Four. Wow.
Oh well. Okay, here we go.
Very sweet and tangy. At least for the orange.
Sweet and tangy. Okay, they're hard-shelled. I mean, they feel wicked in your hand, so there's no melting process here.
No. It's basically like a gummy on the inside. Legit.
Wow. These are wicked.
Mm-hmm. These are amazing.
Different type of candy, Danny.
Definitely a different type of candy.
Outer shell like a peanut, as an example. Not a peanut,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
A peanut, hollow, and chewy, gooiness.
Yeah, like but a gummy, the shell, like
the
a
shell,
gummy beer.
But the shell itself is the one that hits you with that flavor.
Yeah, you get that burst of flavor with the shell. Not bad. Like, you can't eat like a ton of these because obviously they're high, a lot of sugar in there. But
45%.
There looks like it's 22 grams for 21 pieces. Which is quite a lot, actually, because I would probably get through maybe about 5 or 10 of these and be like...
There's 1 gram of sugar almost in each piece.
But they're damn tasty.
Gram, Dan.
Damn. Damn tasty. I'm giving these a 9.
9.5, Dan. Dan.
Yeah.
Damn.
Really good. Good job.
Good job, Nerds. I mean... They went through the R&D on that.
They definitely did. So
did a very good job.
I mean, the regular candies are coated, and they're small and really crunchy. This obviously just got the crunchy shell, but, you know, they threw the gummy on the inside. They amped it up a bit. They're a little bit bigger.
Wow. Was not expecting that.
No, they're really good. Hope the next snack will top that, but in the meantime, let's go to the next beer.
What do we got up next, Danny? Another just single IPA?
I think so. Let me double check here.
Okay. You mentioned they were all going to be IPAs tonight. So.
Yes, yes.
Oh, this is a hazy IPA. Nice.
Yeah, so this guy is. It is 6.4% as well. It's a hazy, as you said. It's called Neon Trees.
Ooh. That's fun.
Excuse me.
Same printing type, full screen printed on.
Yeah, it's almost like a pale turquoise background. It says Neon Trees, hazy IPA, and almost like a pinkish writing. It's got pine trees in the middle. It looks like they're singing to, or they're music. Well, they're singing because it looks like there's music notes coming out of them. They've got smiley faces, so they're happy at least.
Yep.
I don't know what creature's climbing on one of the trees, but he looks kind of cool too.
They're all really cool. Like, this is a really nice can. Again, neon trees. They're just singing to each other. Hazy IPs at the bottom.
Yeah, and again,
pretty
good,
sold.
Good work on the left. Good times on the right.
Sold straightforward.
And then, yeah. So it says...
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's got some...
information on the back.
Neon Trees Hazy IPA. We're on a mission to strengthen our community through good work and good times. Neon Trees is an exploration of hops using some of the most innovative hop products on the market. It's big, juicy, and delicious.
Big, juicy, and delicious. Okay, interesting.
Those are the big three.
Interesting words there.
Well, you gotta have, it's gotta be big, it's gotta be juicy, and it's gotta be delicious.
What's
right?
The number on the designs?
I'm going 8.5 again on this guy.
Good idea. 8.5.
And I know, granted, it doesn't say anything on the back for Hazy IPA or whatever.
Doesn't need to.
But as we always get Robin, who complains that, you know, nothing's in big letters.
And that's pretty.
That's pretty
decent
there.
Size.
You can read it from
decent size.
Yeah,
from afar.
Not too bad. Let's crack it open. Let's see how hazy it is.
Proper sizing of all letters. Even the letters on the back are quite small, but legible.
Yeah, it's still legible in this lighting that we got here, which is a little dim. Sometimes I find it hard, but yeah, this is nice. It's like yellow hazy.
Sometimes Dan doesn't use his eyes.
Sometimes.
Fully.
Well, it's because I cross them.
Well, because they're hazy.
Well, that too.
Like this beer.
Ooh, good job.
Ooh, I can smell the haziness.
Yeah, you smell the juice.
It's all the juice and fine arts in there.
There's a lot of tropical notes in there. Like, I can smell a little bit of pineapple.
Kick ass.
Kick. I can smell some ass. Grapefruit.
Always.
Maybe a little bit of mango, too.
Sure. I mean, this is pretty sweet.
Yeah, this is
pretty.
If this tastes how it smells, I'm going to be a happy man.
So then I'm just really hoping that we have this beer and the next beer you give me is going to be better than this one.
I hope
we can't go down from here.
No, I hope not. Cheers. Cheers. Oh, yeah. Nice and juicy.
Very good.
And sticks with you right to the end, too.
Unexpected.
Yeah, you got... same.
Kick ass.
Taste basically how it smells. Like, you got those tropical notes.
Great IPA. Doesn't stick around too long either.
No. I get like a little bit of... Yeah, I get some pineapple notes out of there. I get... I'm not sure I really get the mango. I get a little bit of grapefruit. And it kind of just rides like the wave until the end. Like, you still kind of... It doesn't die out quickly. But it doesn't...
I don't know about that, Dan.
It doesn't linger.
I mean, I'm sitting here just trying to get the flavor back in my mouth. It's really good.
Well, it doesn't linger, though.
Like, it doesn't linger very long.
No, but it's good.
The juiciness is nice.
That's what I'm talking about. That juiciness kind of just...
When you try juicy beers, you'll know what it is, what juicy is, when you try them.
It's
the only way that you know it.
If you just think of it like a tropical medley of juice, that's what this is kind of similar to. So,
literally, just juicy.
It's really good. It's not dank at all. It's really...
Nope.
Really good. That West Coast was fantastic. This one is equally fantastic. I'm giving it the same rating, 9.
Yeah, this is a 9 for sure. This is a great beer. Much better than the last one.
Town Brewery. I mean, they've been around for a while.
Shit, we miss these guys.
But yeah, you know.
Oversights. But it's okay. I mean, again, like, this is great to know that good guys are still out there that we haven't seen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there are tons of breweries, but this is
there
actually,
tons, but again,
to be honest, this is one of the breweries I actually wanted to feature for quite a while. I was just waiting till they had a good selection because it sell out and obviously it's hard to get everything. So I was able to get like a few and obviously these are 3 of the ones we got and I'm kind of glad I picked them up.
Dan, the question is, do you think there's any bigger concentration other than the small, like the small breweries that we have here, the microbreweries that do all these fantastic beers? How many areas do you think do this, like, nationwide? Like, I think the biggest populace would be here.
Nope.
No?
No, actually, the most craft breweries are in BC.
In BC?
Yep. British Columbia, for those that don't know what BC is, it's in Canada on the West Coast.
So if you guys are listening from BC, you guys should be like, you know...
Yeah, you should be like you should be raising the roof right now.
Really?
Holy crap. Yeah, I'd say we're probably
a lot here.
We're Quebec has quite a few too. We may have about the same amount as Quebec, so we could be like second, third, one or the other.
Okay. Okay.
And then everybody else, but yeah, BC has quite a bit because they also have like you have like Vancouver, not Vancouver, sorry, Victoria Island, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got breweries on the island, plus you have in BC, gotcha.
Yeah,
in the city. But then when you go north in BC, there's quite a few as well. So yeah,
this is really interesting because again, we've tried a lot of different breweries. I don't even know how many then. If we had a record of this, we should let the viewers know. Probably have had at least like 40 different breweries, 30 to 40.
No, more than that.
You think so?
How many episodes have we had?
Yeah, but and on each episode, it's not every single beer.
Well, granted, I mean, like, granted, okay, true.
Granted that we have.
But I'd say it might be more. Might be more,
about 40 breweries total.
Maybe.
That's still a lot of damn breweries.
It's a lot of different beer. And we're just going to keep going because that's how we roll.
And exactly. The more we find, if you guys find out about anything that we don't know, let us know. We'll check it out.
I mean. Because,
or if you guys hear about it or you work there, let us know about your place. We'll come check it out.
Yeah. I mean, we're all for it. I mean, these, you know, if the beer's like this, I'm not going to complain because this is fantastic.
Yes. As long as you're making anything with hops, mainly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. I mean, if you're not making it with hops.
Well, then it's not beer. But if we're talking about beer, which we are because we're drinking it, and this is the Beer House Podcast, I was going to mention if you'd like to subscribe, that would be fantastic.
Yes, it would.
It's on YouTube. We're on Instagram. We also have our audio on Spotify, Apple, and other streaming platforms. Give us a like and follow. You'll get updates on the newest episodes. And, you know, episodes like this one where it's really, really good beer. If you can get your hands on it,
yes,
go for it. If you live in October, Jesus, I can't speak. Whippy. If you live in Ontario,
yep.
These guys deliver province-wide at least.
Great.
I do know some breweries ship across the country. Not sure if these guys do, but it'd be really interesting to find out. If you don't live in Canada, unfortunately, or in Ontario, you know, look around because you probably have some breweries like this around you and give it a shot because...
It's worth it.
100%.
It's worth it.
So we're going to move to a snack now, though. Speaking of beer.
Okay. What do we got for the snack? I'm going to hit more of these guys up before we hit that snack can. I'm just going to pick a random one. Now it's an orange again.
Orange? Did you get the yellow yet or no?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good.
Yeah? All right. That's my next one. All right. This guy is from the UK. They're Cadbury Puds.
Puds.
Yep. Puds Minis. So they are Cadbury Dairy Milk Chocolate with a truffle center, hazelnut pieces, and Rice Krisps.
Cool. Cadbury Purple, guys. I mean, that's the color royalty right there. You know you're going to get something good inside.
Yep. It's the trademark Cadbury Purple. The top and bottom where it's of the package is white. It's got a picture of the Puds on there. Some hazelnuts are on there as well. Puds is in red letters, so it's pretty big. Apparently, they're new, according to this package. It says new on it.
Yeah, probably it's probably something new because I've never heard of Puds. But again, they're from the UK.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
let's give them a shot. But, oh yes, let's rate this. Sorry, I apologize.
Design-wise,
I'd give it an 8.
Yeah, probably like a 7.5, only because Puds, what the fuck is a Pud?
Yeah, when you see Puds, but when I see Cadbury,
it's okay, guys, but the Puds, like, it's a little bit weird. They shouldn't have pushed it out so much. They should have pushed out the image of the actual Pud.
And these are Pud Minis.
Pud Minis. Oh, what's a regular size Pud?
I have no idea.
Donut size?
Sure.
That'd be amazing. But again, one of these is probably like filled, jam-packed. What did you say was inside truffle?
It's a truffle-like chocolate. Well, okay. Dairy milk chocolate truffle with hazelnuts and Rice Krisps.
Wow. Some sweet.
Oh, all right. Let's open this up a little more because these things are bigger than I anticipated. For being mini.
Okay. So they're baseballs traditionally then, guys.
Yeah, they're... they're pretty big. They're like... I'd say 3/4 the size of a ping pong ball.
Wow.
Give it a shot.
This is a big round ball.
Oh, yeah.
Really big round ball. Looks like a paintball.
I can taste the hazelnut. I don't get much of the Rice Krisps, though. But you get that
A little bit of chocolate.
Yeah, a little, but not like a lot. Still very tasty.
Tasty. A lot of chocolate. A little bit on the center. It's nice. And all really soft, guys. So, like, premium chocolate.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, it is a lot of chocolate, but it's not overpowering at the same time.
Something you can just pop in your mouth.
Pud. Yeah.
Give me a pud.
Give me one pud, please.
Give me a pud, please. Man, you drop that in your mouth? It's pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good.
I give this a 9.
I was about to say the same. I like these.
Those are good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, can't go wrong. Shit.
I mean, you can't go wrong with Cadbury, period, but UK Cadbury, it's way better than here.
Hands down.
Like, awesome.
Most of the Cadbury stuff that we get here is the traditional stuff, and it's not as good. Don't get me wrong.
Some of it is good, but yeah, it's not. We don't get stuff like this.
No, not at all. Not even close.
No, it's our stuff is more plain by comparison. This is just top notch.
Wow.
Really, really good.
Chocolate. Amazing. Mm,
I like it.
Cadbury is always good.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Always good to us. Now town has another beer, Danny?
They do. This one is called Hot Knives.
Hot Knives, guys. This, what is it? Hazy IPA?
It's a hazy double IPA.
Ooh, right on the front.
It is 8.3%. It's a green can. Hot Knives is in big capital letters in yellow.
Consistency, guys, is key.
It's got a bunch of knives that look almost like an asterisk or in the shape of an asterisk. It says Hazy Double IPA on there. Again, great work, good times. Is there anything cool in the back here? Nah, just the ingredients, pretty much.
It's a nice can. Yeah. Overall, 8.5.
Yep, 8.5, I'd say. These cans definitely stand out on a shelf.
They're consistent.
They are.
They're very consistent, and they keep it very simple. They're not going overboard with the design work. They're going heavy on understanding what they're trying to sell you, which is good beer.
Yeah, can't complain.
And the name of which ones you prefer? Oh, I like Hot Knives. Have you tried the Hot Knives?
No, but I had the Super Dope, and that was pretty dope.
Oh, bro, the Super Dope was dope the other day when I was with all the guys. They were all like, yo, this shit is dope. And I said, no, it's called Super Dope. They were like, oh, Super Dope.
It's not just dope.
But they can't get it anymore because usually it's always sold out. Things like that shit usually happens. But again, I don't know about these beers.
Yeah, these ones do sell up fairly quickly.
So, Dan, Super Dope. This guy and the other guy, are they all kind of stocked items, or is this like once off for the towns?
These guys are Hot Knives. Yeah, it rotates here and there. Super Dope, I believe, as well. I think all three of them. Yeah. They do have a flagship one called Square Wheels.
Okay.
Which we can feature because I do have one.
Okay.
And provided we don't drink it. they had a dark lager. But no, that's rotating too. I think they have a regular lager that's a flagship, and the Square Wheels. I think those are the two flagship beers.
That sounds worth trying.
Yeah, they're really good beers.
Stone Fruit, guys. This is all Stone Fruit here.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of Stone Fruit there.
Oh, it's Stone Fruit. It's right there.
I'm getting Stone Fruit and some tropical as well still.
Sure, sure.
Not as tropical-y as the other one, though. Yeah, no, more like tropical.
Not even close. But guys,
it's hazy. It's more orange than yellow, but like, yeah, completely hazy.
I'm really hoping it's like that chocolate we just had, Danny.
Let's try it. Cheers.
Cheers. Good.
Not bad at all.
Good. Good. Is it as good as the last beer? It's kind of on the...
I don't know, the chocolate's still in my mouth too, so yeah. It's kind of like it's hard to...
And that was good chocolate.
Yeah, it was really good chocolate.
Maybe a little bit too much of it.
maybe this one, it's very smooth. It's not. It doesn't taste like an 8%.
No.
But not at all. It's not as juicy. It's still very tasty though.
Yeah, it's tasty.
I mean, the last two, especially Neon Trees.
This is a hard one.
I think if I had a choice, I'd probably have the Neon Trees first, and then I'd have this one.
We did have the Neon Trees first.
No, I'm saying if I had a choice between, like, if it was given to me just regularly, I would pick the Neon Trees first. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, over this one?
Yeah.
If you had already tried it?
Yeah, if I've already tried. Now that I've tried both.
You would pick that one.
I think I might pick that just because I did get a little more juiciest. This is very good. I'm going to give this an 8.5.
For a double IPA, this is really good, but I don't know what the number is going to be, Dan. This is a tough one because...
I'm giving mine's an 8.5. It's still very good, but I think Neon Trees has a slight edge to it.
I don't know what my last score was on the...
I think you gave it a 9.
Was it a 9? I don't know where this one stands. It's probably just underneath. Or maybe above. I'm not sure.
Really, it's not messing sure. with you?
This is a tough one, Dan. Maybe it's because of that chocolate, but okay, I'm going to give this guy a 9 as well because I don't know any better. I'm not going to give it a 9.1.
Have another sip.
Sure.
Just do it and see what you think. You know, you never know. Maybe you wash a little more of that chocolate out of your mouth and it's starting to taste a little better.
It's
still tasting the same?
9.01.
Okay, 9.01. See, we got that 0.01. I'm so glad that you took that second sip.
Oh, it has to be. Yeah.
I mean, no, these, you know,
round
what?
That shit up.
These beers have been phenomenal. They're really good.
The Town Brewery did a really good job, and they keep doing it, and we should get more beers next time around.
Gotta
feature them again.
Definitely got to feature more of these guys because they're really, really good. And if, like I said, if you are in, say, the GTA area of Ontario, or even if you're just in Ontario generally, they do deliver, and
please
they're
order
good
quick.
Beer. Just order it and do it up. That's like it. It's definitely worth it.
Do it like it's going out of style.
Yeah, I'd say do that. But it's really worth it. I know they do have, I think they have Square Wheels in the LCBO convenience stores. No, I don't know if it's convenience stores, maybe in the grocery stores, but nonetheless, buying from the brewery is always the best. You always get it fresher.
Always.
You know, the stock is being looked after. And sometimes you pick up stuff that you don't normally find anywhere else because, you know, it might be, hey, we
limited.
Just, it's brewery specific.
Exactly. You know? Brewery specific. They have a limited amount. How are they going to just push it all out when they don't have enough?
Exactly. I mean, sometimes you'll see it in the stores and, hey, that's great. But, you know.
The barrel aged stuff, you know, the cuckoo stuff, the crazy different stuff.
Sometimes you never know.
You just never get it.
But, you know, give these guys a visit if you're in the area. If not, I would definitely recommend you order it. Unfortunately, if you are not in Canada or in the province of Ontario, I do apologize. You can't order it. You might have to vicariously drink through us. But if you got beer in your area, I say do it up, man.
Yeah, guys.
So, on that note.
On that note.
Going to finish off these beers. We're going to do it up ourselves.
Yeah.
Going to wish you guys a good night, day, whatever time it is that you're listening or watching this.
Afternoon,
whatever.
Past midnight.
Enjoy your drinking. And if you're not drinking, put one in your hands as we speak.
Guys, chill. Stay frosty.
See you later, guys.